I want to give everyone one of these graphs that Johnny was so good to make. And there's not over 100 people, is there? If there is, if we're short, then we'll just give them one per family. But I think we got enough for everybody. I think there's around, is there close to 100 of them there, John? No, you don't need one tip. Just look, yeah. While you're waiting, turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. Tonight we're going to look at, and Roger, I appreciate you bringing that book in. I don't need it now because, you know what, I'm glad you brought it in though, Rog. I have that book, and I had forgot I had that book. I have a book just like it, Rog. And you, by you doing that, you reminded me that I have that book, a timeline book. Might have saved me a lot. Well, this is where I learned a lot more, amen, when you work. And all righty. Okay. As soon as we get the maps out, we'll Genesis chapter 5. We'll read the first five verses. I'm glad you're here. I'm going to be more teaching tonight than preaching. And what I did is I graphed it out, and of course John was good enough to put it on his computer for me, the genealogy and the longevity of Adam's 10 generations before the flood. And that'll be the title of the message, Brother Roger. The generations of Adam before flood. Generations of Adam before flood. And I'm going to be showing you some things tonight that maybe it would be of interest to you and actually help you as you study God's Word. Many times we read God's Word, and yet I don't think a lot of times we read it, but we go by and we don't notice it. we read it, but it seems like it's all the printed ink there, and we don't really take a lot and put it in our heart. And I want that when you read something, I know God's got there for a purpose. All right, did everybody get a graph? Genesis chapter 5. Genesis of Adam before flood. Generations of Adam before flood. Thank you. There's 10 of them, by the way. There's 10 generations. Okay, how we doing? Everybody get one? Anyone need one? How we doing? Okay, I'm glad you're here tonight. Honey, she gets heavy, just make her sit in a chair, okay? They love you, don't they? And Brent, your children are very loving. The kids love them to death. And let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I'm glad you're here. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. This is a book of generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them. Blessed them. Called their name, by the way. Called their name Adam. Their name. Interesting. I better not. No. Okay. I'll just give you. No, I won't. Adam means ruddy. When you're ruddy, it means you're kind of reddish. Eve's name is called the mother of all living, but Eve also, in another way, means brightness. There's a thought there. But not for tonight. Notice he called them Adam in the day when they were created. Adam lived 130 years He begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Father, thank you for the wonderful Bible that you've given to us. Lord, thank you for preserving the King James Bible. Every word perfect, every word inspired. Lord, I'm glad we have a perfect copy that we can read and trust and know that your word sets us free through Christ Jesus. And Lord, we pray tonight. I want to praise you, tell you we love you. And Lord, I want to praise you and thank you for showing us things during this study. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will go out and teach others also. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Tonight I want us to look at the generations of Adam before the flood. Those 10 generations. You have before you a timeline graph that I've given you. Look up here with me. When you go from Christ back to Adam, of course, Christ being the last Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:45. Are you with me? He's the last Adam. He was born in the year zero. Okay? But Adam then would have been, if you go to your left, you'll see, we believe there was 4,000 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament. We believe there's 4,000 years. So from Adam, you start with the year 4,000, and you work up the zero to Christ. But on the top, I gave you another graph just showing you from Adam's timeline, like literal years from when Adam was born, just adding the years of Adam, which was AA, I believe. What is that, John? Tell me that again. After Adam's creation. Thank you. And so, let me see the top scale I have for you. Okay. Well, of course, that scale would go all the way up to 4,000, but we didn't need it because the flood came in the 1,656th year of Adam. So let's look at this together now. Notice Adam lived, watch your chart. Adam lived 930 years. If you notice that, see Adam's first line? He lived 930, and that would have been 3070 B.C. How many see that? You take 930 minus 4,000 minus 930, and you get 3070. How many see that? And so, but if you'll notice there, look at the top line, Adam, he lived 130 years, and he begat Seth. Remember, he had Cain and Abel. And then Cain killed Abel, and then he had Seth to carry on the line God gave him. And so, after he had Seth, he lived 800 years. And so, 800 years and 130 equals 930. And that's how you understand the graph. And so, as you look at the graph, you'll see then Adam begot Seth. Seth begot Enos. Enos begot Canaan, and then right on down, all the way down. Jared begot Enoch, and he only lived 365 years. He's the only one that didn't die. How many see? Are you with me? He lived 65 years, and he begot Methuselah, and then he lived 300 years afterwards, and then God took him, Genesis 5:24, and Enoch walked with God, and God took him. Actually, what it was, he never died. He literally took him up to heaven with him. There's only two men that never saw recorded death in the Bible, and that's Elijah, 2 Kings chapter 2, and Enoch, Genesis chapter 5. Now, in the book of Revelation, we're taught in chapter 11, if I remember the scripture, that there are two witnesses that come down during the middle of the tribulation after the rapture, and they're here for 3.5 years, and they do signs and wonders, and then the Antichrist has them killed. And then 3.5 days later, they raise up and they go up. Now, some people think that could be Elijah and Enoch. Some believe it could be Moses and Elijah. I don't know. I just know that there's only two men that the Scripture talks about that's never died. And the Scripture says it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. Can anyone say amen? Well, let's keep looking at this. So, if you notice, Adam lived 105 years and he begot Seth. And then Seth lived 105 years and he begat Enos. Do you see that? So that would put you in the year 235. And see how this breaks down? You add 105 to 130, and that'd be 230. How many are with me? And so, and then he lived 807 years later, and he died in at the age of 912 years old, and he died 1,042 years after Adam was come on the earth, or if you wanted to go by B.C., 2958. And so, and then it breaks down to Enos. But what I want you to see is this. I want you to notice, did you notice something about Methuselah begot Lamech? Look down your chart. Methuselah begot Lamech, and he lived 187 years, and then he had begot Lamech, and then he lived 782 years after that, and he died at 969 years. Methuselah had the longest longevity ever recorded in the Bible, 969. Notice the year he died in, 1656 or 2344 B.C. Do you see that? Mark, put a mark there because that's a real important date. And some of the questions, like I prompted before you this morning, what year was Noah born? Well, if you look at Noah's chart, Noah's, of course, Methuselah begot Lamech at the bottom of your page, and Lamech begot Noah. How many see that? So Noah, he was born on my chart. I showed it. I don't think Johnny can show all that in this, but you can still see where it's at. He was marked down right there by Noah, where it says begot Noah, right below that. Mark 10:56, 1056, 1056 AA, or you could put 2944 BC. That's when Noah was born. Noah was born 1056 years after Adam. Are you with me? Well, this graph is excellent, John. I can't believe you did this afternoon. That's great. I can't believe you read my writing. I believe your mom had to help you. Or your dad. Somebody had to cipher that. Did Rosie come over and help you, my wife? See what I wrote? Boy, that's great. And notice in this, Noah was born in 1056 year. And think about Noah now. Who was still alive when Noah was born? Do you ever think about that? First of all, let me give you this thought. Interesting that these 10 generations of Adam mentioned, they're mentioned in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, 1 through 4. These 10 generations before the flood, they're mentioned in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And if you count Adam on those generations, if you count those names, by the way, there's 13 names. If you count Adam's name with those 10 generations, because there's three in Noah's generation, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. If you count them, there's 13. 13's a bad number in the Bible. Can anyone say amen? Or oh me. Now, the question is, what year was Noah born? Well, Noah was born in the year 1056, or he was born, as most people would say, 2944 BC, before Christ. almost 3,000 years before Christ, 2,944 years before Christ. That's when he was born. Was Adam alive when Noah was born? No, he was not. But look up here. Noah's father, Lamech, Adam was alive when Lamech was born. Lamech was born in the year 874. And Noah didn't die till 930. So, although Adam had died before Noah, he had saw all, you got to get this. Look at that graph. All those generations, and Adam saw all those generations, not just these here, but all those that they had afterwards. Like, and it says, and they begot him, they had sons and daughters. Adam saw all those generations born. Except for Noah's. Are you with me? Now, let's think about Noah. When Noah was born, Adam had died, and so did Seth. So the only two generations there, and of course, Enoch had went to heaven. Enoch didn't die. But of all those 10 generations, six of them were still there to see the birth of Noah. I'm trying to make a point to you. What I'm saying is there was a lot of people on that earth. Are you with me? Can you say amen if you are? Now notice, Adam died 126 years before Noah's birth. But Adam was living when Noah's father Lamech was born. And by the way, only Adam and Seth, his son, had died before Noah's birth. And they exclude the Enoch being taken up to heaven. And Seth died 14 years before Noah's birth. Now, if we take just an average of 900 years, when you see this, they actually are averaging over 900 years longevity. So we can say for a certainty that everybody from Methuselah's generation, which is Noah's grandfather, everyone from Methuselah's generation saw Noah's birth. Add 900 years to it. Are you with me? Matter of fact, no doubt they saw the ark from Methuselah's generation. I've studied this. If Enoch was 65 years and had Methuselah, I thought about this. And it says they begot sons and daughters. If he would have waited another 100 years to have the last kid, that's not recorded, so we don't know, Enoch. You could add some of the generations from Enoch seeing the days of Noah. But I'm certain of Methuselah and Lamech, of course. That's a lot of people. Now, there are seven generations that saw Adam. I saw Noah's birth. Enos, Canaan. These are the ones look at Enos. See Enos? How many see that? All the generations, how did I write that? Seven children of Adam was alive at the birth of Noah. Because Enos was born in the year, I'm going to correct myself. I'm not sure. No, I'm not. I'm not right about that. I'm not right about that. It's 395 and 9. It would have to be Jared, probably. Enoch's generation. Enoch's generation would be the last generation to see the birth of Noah. But that's several generations. Now notice, what I want you to see is this. Interesting note, Adam's death is recorded. But did you ever notice as you study through the book of Genesis? Eve's is not recorded. Wonder why Eve's isn't recorded. The death of Eve is not recorded. By the way, Abraham had a wife, Sarah, and Isaac and Rachel and Rebecca. When you start going down the sons of Abraham and their wives, everyone's recorded and their deaths are recorded too. Interesting. I'm not going to preach on it tonight. But interesting that Eve's death is never recorded. Wonder why. Who saw the ark? Who saw the... By the way, and no name is ever recorded. Not only was not the death recorded of Eve, no name is ever recorded of Noah's wife. Shem, Ham, and Japheth's wife. We call Mrs. Shem, Mrs. Japheth, Mrs. Ham, Mrs. Noah. Their wife's name are never mentioned. And their deaths are never recorded either. That's something to think about, isn't it? You know, I think God wants us to think about things. See, what I'm trying to do tonight is stir up your mind to think. Even if you don't have the answer, it's good to think. You'll never get an answer until you start thinking about it. Are we all thinking? Hello? Car 54, where are you? Notice, stay with me. The question was, who saw the ark? I know Methuselah and Lamech saw the ark for sure, and all their children. Methuselah and Lamech's children all saw the ark. They saw, because they were alive. They were alive during that time. I don't know how long it took Noah to build the ark. It says, I wrote, when did Noah start the ark? I don't think the Bible's definite enough. I've studied the reference in the book of Hebrews, how he built the ark. And 2 Peter 3, Peter 3 there, 20, it talks about how God waited in the days of Noah for the preparing of the ark. But I never see a timetable where you can really know for 100% sure. I'm going to give you a thought that I have, but I wouldn't ever split hairs over it. I don't know if it took how long it took Noah to build the ark, but I know this for sure. Annie, there was no lumber companies back like Home Depot and Lowe's for him to go get his cut lumber. They didn't have no power tools, Brother David, like the DeWalt saws, like they have today. Hello? And if we took Methuselah at the cutoff, being born at 687, and adding 900 years longevity, that means all that were born after Methuselah would have most likely have seen the ark. All that was born after Methuselah had to see, unless they died prior for an, but if they lived 900 years, which the average was 900 or over, they saw the ark. Think, all these, here's what I want you to think. I believe some might have went back even maybe farther than that, even into Enoch's children, but I know for a fact, I can say by the chart, adding 900 years to Methuselah's generation, that they all were there. Think with me, hundreds, maybe thousands of Noah's family. Do you ever think about those people that were on the earth with them? First of all, Methuselah was Lamech's father. And Lamech was Noah's father. So Methuselah was Noah's grandfather. He was still alive when the ark was going up. Noah's father, Lamech, died 5 years before the flood. So I guarantee you Lamech was there. Lamech only died 5 years before the flood. Are you still with me? He died in the year 1651 or 2349 B.C., whatever you want to put in it. Did you have it there, John? Yeah. Yeah, Lamech. He died 2349 or 1651. Do you see that? He died 5 years before the flood came, Noah's dad. Now I want you to think about, look up here. Lizzie, all those descendants of these generations down from Adam, these are Noah's grandfather, grandmother. Are you with me? Mother, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, nieces. Jack, all these people on the earth at that time, they're all directly connected bloodline to Adam. Through Adam to Noah. These are, Brother Brian, these aren't people up on the, that doesn't mean that. These are kin. This is blood relation. I'm talking about his own brothers, his own sisters, his nieces. How many have nieces and nephews? How many have aunts and uncles? How many have got a grandma and grandpa and mom and dad? See, there's a good chance, although Lamech died, maybe Mrs. Lamech was still alive. That would have been his mother. I don't know. The Bible's silent. I'm not saying Noah's mother was alive. I don't know. But there's a good chance she might have been alive. And I know she was alive to see the ark. What I'm trying to say, all the population of that day might have been the hundreds and thousands were all his family. No wonder the Bible says you have no honor in your own home. A prophet has no honor in his own home. And Noah no doubt poured his heart out to his family. Listen, there's going to be a flood. There's going to be a flood. There's going to be a flood. And not one of his family listened. Saving for the three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And their three wives. Did you ever think about that? Can you imagine John, as the flood kept coming up, and those nephews and nieces were, Uncle Noah, let me in. I changed my mind, Uncle Noah. Uncle Noah, let me in. I changed my mind, Uncle Noah. And he couldn't do nothing because when God closed the door, nobody could open it and nobody could close it. I guarantee you, Noah had a broken heart. You know what? I hope you and I reach our family before the flood comes. Oh, I know the world's not going to be flooded again, but Jesus is coming. And I keep hearing things more and more in the back. And I'm thinking we're more and more closer all the time. You know, let me give you this thought. God said in Genesis 6:3, my spirit shall not always strive with man, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, Eddie, here's what I think. I don't know this. And then later you see God give him the command to Noah to build the ark. I believe Noah might have got the command. I know he got the command there in Genesis 6. The next few verses you read, God tells him that. And by the way, it's amazing he gets the command there. And I'm saying this for a purpose. Then he repeats the generations of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth later in that same chapter 6. Although it's mentioned in chapter 5, he mentions it again in chapter 6. Noah was 500 years old when his boys were born, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And God said, I'm going to strive 120 years with man. And when the flood started, when Noah was 600 years old, 500 when his kids were born, 600 when the flood came, if if it was Jack, and I wouldn't get mad if anybody didn't believe me, but if it did take Noah 120 years to do what God told him, remember, he didn't have anybody cutting the trees down, didn't have nobody help him carrying the wood. I think he might have started when he was 480 years old, Tom, because 480 and 120 is 600. How many are still with me? I wouldn't get mad if someone said I don't believe that. I'm just trying to give you what a thought that could be. How many understand? Like, there's majors and minors. This is a minor. Blood atonement, that's a major. Notice. Now, did you notice something else? Did you notice that they mentioned, notice your sheet, Jared begot Enoch, Enoch begot Methuselah, Methuselah begot Lamech. How many see that? But when it got to Noah, Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. You notice that? Let me give you a thought. I think Shem, Ham, and Japheth are triplets. I think Shem, Ham, and Japheth are triplets, with Shem being the firstborn. Because why would God not stay in line? Why didn't he just say Shem? Now, if you don't believe it, you don't have to. When we get to heaven, God will tell you I was right. I'm very seldom wrong. Except when Rosie tells me stuff. See, it's God the Father, God the Son, and God Rosie Skymer. You know, amen. The Holy Spirit. Our wives are Holy Spirit many times for us. Amen. They keep us checked. They keep us in line. Fellas, listen to your wives. Pilate should have listened to his. So I got a bad feeling about killing this man named Jesus. Think about it. Well, notice with me. I believe Shem, Ham, and Japheth could be, and I believe they were, Eddie, triplets. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I believe they're triplets. Of course, every time God, your elders always mentioned first. So Shem being always mentioned first makes you believe he's the oldest. He came out first. By the way, I didn't see this before, Coolidge, but after I saw that, then I got reading. Interesting. Study the genealogy of Abraham in Genesis chapter 11. They all mention one name, but then when they get to Terah, Terah begot Abraham, Nahor, and the three of them. Abraham might have been a triplet. Just write this down. We haven't got time. Genesis 11:26. There's a good chance Abraham might have been a triplet. Genesis 11:26. I hope I'm not boring you. Now notice, if you got your Bibles, look at Genesis chapter 9 and verse 19. So Noah has these three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Scripture says by these three, these are the three sons of Noah. And of them, I'm in Genesis 9:19. Are you with me? These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. So out of those three, men, the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, all the world came from those three men. But they still had the bloodline from Adam because they got it from Adam. It's passed on down. Now, stay with me. I'm not done with the graph yet. By the way, let me finish my thought about Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, all three sons, were overspread the world. And we see these three sons in the Bible, three sons of Noah. And we look at them like the Jewish people. Look up here. The Jewish people came out of the line of Shem. The Hebrews, Abraham. You follow Shem's line, it'll take you to Abraham. The Jewish people from Shem. The dark-skinned people that lived over and went to descendants from Africa. They came from Ham. And the European, the white Caucasian, they came out of Japheth. Are you with me? Now watch this. We know God. Now this is old stuff here I'm giving you right now. We know that God loves the whole world, but someone never heard this before, and you need to hear this. I think it's so beautiful, all those three. How many believe Jesus died for the whole world? And by those three men, the whole world was overspread, right? And God showed you that, told you that in the New Old Testament, and He showed you in the New Testament because in chapter 8, in Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian got saved, which is a Hamite. Are you with me? Black man? In chapter 9, the Jewish man, Paul, got saved. In chapter 10, the Italian, and that's the nicest stuff, amen? Cornelius got saved. Japheth. You see, all three lines represented in the New Testament, Acts 8, 9, and 10. In all three lines, God's showing that He cares about all those races. So I don't care what race you're from, God loves you. I don't care what color you are, God loves you. I don't care who you are, God loves you. And Christ died for you. He rose. He's coming back and He says, come to me, come to me, come to me. I love you. God's not prejudiced. He loves all people from all races of all kinds. Can I give you another thought? Look at Genesis chapter 10. I was talking to Robert about this the other day. We both got the same teaching on it. Look at Genesis chapter 10, verse 25. And unto Eber was born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg. Are you with me? Notice what it says in that verse, though. For in Peleg's days was the earth divided. How many see that? Verse 25, Genesis 10. Do you ever notice the earth? And the world tells you this. If you put it all together, it would probably fit. It would all fit together. If you took all the continents, they would all come together, Lizzie, and make one big solid mass. But for God to make the world to spread, He had to divide it. And we think that's the scripture where the earth got divided, where the land got separated with the water. Hello? Now don't get in a fight over that. It's a non-essential, but it's fun to look at stuff. How many never saw that before? Yeah. I mean, we read these verses and we just go right by them. Notice, let me give you a couple more thoughts. I know it's after 7. Look what God said about these people. Look at your map. And then I'm going to be closing. But give me a time to close. Did you notice? I want you to circle. Look at Methuselah. Methuselah died in the year 2344. Look when the flood came. The flood came 2344. Methuselah died in the exact year that the flood came. Dr. Lacey believes Methuselah died in the flood. I don't know. But I know one thing. He died in the year of the flood. And probably, I believe Dr. Lacey's probably right. I can't pinpoint it. Yes. Yes. Right. The flood. Yeah. I can't see that in the scripture where he died. A lot of people, some believe, as Dr. Lacey, that he died in the flood. Some people believe that after he died, the flood came. Are you with me? If he died in the flood, that means that Methuselah was not even saved. Yes, sir. If he was saved, if he died during the flood, that means he didn't trust Christ, because that ark was a type of Christ. I got a kick out of a guy on the radio the other night. Said, "Oh, I don't believe in this rapture. I don't believe in this stuff." I thought, "Boy, you don't know your Bible, Mister." Because see, the flood, Jesus said in Revelation 3:10, "I'll keep you from that hour." And then in Revelation 4:1 says, come up hither. You see, the flood, that's the Jewish people. That's a type of the Jewish people going through the tribulation. They're safe within Christ. Those 144,000, they're sealed during the trib. Are you with me? They're going to live in that little city called Petra. How many are with me? But see, Enoch went out before the flood. Enoch was translated. He was taken up. That's a type of the church going up before the judgment. The church goes out, then the judgment comes. Are you still with me? But see, Israel is, Lizzie, Israel's going to go through the trib. But God's going to protect 144,000 of those. How many understand what I'm trying to show you? So they're in the ark. You got it, Brian? Well, let's continue. I didn't have that plan, but I'll... didn't cost you nothing else. Methuselah dies the same year and maybe the day before the flood or the very moment. If some believe, like we said, when he dies, it will come. The very moment he took his last breath, some believe the rain started to fall. In other words, Methuselah was the one that, like, you ever have a race? You boom, you shoot the gun, and they run. They believe Noah, that Methuselah's life kicked off the flood. The moment he took his last breath, and he did go to paradise. You're right, as far as that, bud. You've had a good teacher, bud. Now look at with me lastly, and I hope I didn't miss. Let's see. The year of the flood was 1636 after Adam, or 2344 B.C. Was Adam was Adam still alive when Noah was born? No. I think I've answered some of these questions for you. Why does God mention the Shem, Ham, and Japheth? Because I believe there's triplets. And then look at also, lastly, look at Genesis chapter 6. You say, man, why in the world, if all these people are Noah's cousins and uncles and aunts, niece and nephew, why weren't they in the ark with him, preacher? Why weren't they in the ark with Noah? Man, there's got to be hundreds and hundreds, maybe into the thousands. Why wouldn't they listen to Noah? Well, I'm going to show you why. Look at Genesis 6:5. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts and the hearts were on evil continually. See that? And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Don't get God mad. Both man and beast, creeping thing, and fowls of the air. And it repented me that I may have made them. Look at verse 11. The earth was corrupt. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Sounds like 2006 to me. Genesis 6:4. And there were giants in the earth those days. Oh. Violence, corruption, evil, every imagination, thoughts on evil. And there were giants. I dare say, when Billy and Bud and Carl were young boys, if they had a guy 6'1" playing basketball, he was a center. Now, 6'1" can't even play guard. You got to be 6'4" and play guard, or 6'7" to be, you know. Isn't it amazing how people are getting larger and larger and larger? I mean, years ago, you saw a 7-footer. Oh, wow. Or 6'8". But now, 6'8". Hey, shorty. They've got guys playing basketball 7'4", 7'5", 7'6". I think those are pretty tall people. Matter of fact, I think we might even say they're giants. When you're 5'6", they're a giant. Actually, I'm 6'4". I just went this way instead of that way. I'm still not afraid to take him on. I can hit him in the knees. Amen. And boy, I'm telling you, you hurt a guy's knee. It hurts. I know about that knee shots. Notice, it says, and don't turn to it, in Matthew 24:37, it says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." What I'm trying to tell you is, nobody would listen. Everybody was caught up with their evil, and they had giants. Almost sounds like 2006 right now. Look at Genesis. I want you to see one last thing, and we'll go home. But I'm going to give you more. By the way, I've got some more stuff to show you about this. But I just ran out. Wednesday, I'm going to hit this a little bit more about something else, about seeds. But I'm telling you, don't miss Wednesday. I've got a ton of stuff to show you. Notice, look at Genesis 5:5. I want you, if you got a pen or a pencil, I want you to mark in here. And all the days of Adam lived were 930 years. What happened? He died. Look at verse 8. Seth was 912 years, and he died. Verse 11, Enos, 905 years, and what happened? He died. Look at verse 14. Canaan was 910 years, and what happened to him? He died. And if you look in verse 17, 20, 27, 31, it says, he died, he died, he died, he died. Did you notice that? He died. Now look at one last scripture with me, and we'll go home. Look at Matthew chapter 1. Look at Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. I know it's in my Bible somewhere. I'm on the Matthew. Keep going. I'll finally hit it. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 1. Look at verse 1. The book of generations of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Now, look up here. Look up here. When we read Genesis 5, and 1 through 5, it says, this is the book of generations of Adam. Remember that in Genesis 5? It said, this is a book of generations of Adam. Now look at Matthew chapter 1:1. This is a book of the generations of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Now watch. Abraham, what? He begot Isaac. Right? Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judas. Judas begot Pharaoh. How many see that? And it just keeps... look at verse 5. Simon begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. And Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David. Are you with me? Just keep... Just keeps going. They begot, they begot, they begot, they begot. Go all the way over to verse 16. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. Now there's one final thought, and it's an important thought I want you to leave you with. In Genesis chapter 5, in the generations of Adam, everybody listed in that generation died. But did you notice in the generations of Christ, death is never mentioned. They beget, but they never die. Because in Christ, we don't die. We live forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, there's eternal life in Christ. And when you come out of the generation of Christ Jesus, the last Adam, you live forever. We escape death. And so, you see, even though we're all born in the lost, fallen race of Adam, we still have hope through the new birth to get in the generation of the last Adam, Christ. You see, all die in Adam, but in Christ, all live. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you. What a wonderful Bible study. I pray it was an educational, edifying to the hearer. Lord, bless us as we study your word. Help us as we read. Lord, as we read through the scriptures this year, help us to find those little nuggets. Help us to see those things that you want us to see. Lord, bless us. Bless us, I pray. And Lord, I'm so thankful I'm in the generation of Jesus Christ. So glad I've been born again. And Father, I pray with all my heart that everyone here, underneath the sound of my voice, will be in that generation. I pray if there's any here that doesn't know Christ as Savior, Lord, that they would know and receive Christ so they too can have the hope of eternal life. Oh, the wonderful scripture of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many tonight could say, Pastor, I know for sure. I know for sure that I've been born again. I know I'm in that generation of Christ. Could you raise that hand? I know I'd die and go to heaven if I died. Thank you. You may put him down. Would there be any tonight say, Preacher, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. And I'd sure like to know when I died. I sure wish I knew when I died I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Just lift your hand up. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you, but I will pray for you. Say, Pastor, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. I'd like to know when I die I go to heaven. Pastor, not sure. Would you pray for me? Who'd say that tonight? Just lift your hand and say, pray for me, preacher. Include me in that prayer, Pastor. Pastor Skyber, include me in that prayer. Who'd say that? Carl challenged me after church today. One of our deacons, thank God for him. He said, Preacher, I want to stand with you and get on board with you, but you need to be our coach. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll take the responsibility. Let me encourage you this week to read through your Bible. Start reading through it. If you haven't started, start it now. Let's all read through the Bible together this year in 2006. Might be the last year we have a chance to do it. How many say, Preacher, I promise God I'm going to read through the Bible this year. Who'd say that? God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. Oh, God bless you, kids. Oh, God bless you. Yes, read through your Bible. 4 chapters a day would get you through it. Read your Bible daily. Look for those little nuggets. They're in there. They're in there. We just got to study and look. Ask God to give us insight. Maybe you're here today and you've got a heartache. Maybe you're going through some trials. Maybe you're facing some deep problems. You'd say, Pastor, I'm facing some problems. I've got some heartaches. Would you pray for me? Include me in that prayer. Who'd say that tonight? God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. God, oh, my, all over the building. God bless your hearts. Heavenly Father, there were so many hands that went up just now on both sides. Lord, I pray as they lifted up their hand and lift up their heart to you, pray that you'd help them. Be their Jehovah Jireh. The Lord sees and he provides. Help them, give them courage and strength for the day. Help them to be a Caleb, not to give up, to keep on going forward. Even for 40 years in the wilderness, he never gave up. Help them not to give up and to have that goal and that dream to obtain that special thing that their hearts desire. Or, Lord, maybe there's just a real problem in there. Lord, I pray you'll help them overcome that problem. There's no giant that you can't conquer for them. There's no Goliath that you can't help them defeat. I pray you'll give them the victory. Pray special things will even happen this week for them. They'll see the hand of God move in their life. I pray now you'll bless us. Draw us all close to you. And Lord, if there's some here that's never trusted Christ as their Savior, let them see that heaven's real, that hell's real, that Christ came and died and suffered and shed his blood and arose that third day so they could have eternal life through heaven. Help them to put their faith and embrace a risen Christ, a real Christ, a reigning Christ, and a returning Christ. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse.